In New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Kai Rizdahl, who is on assignment. It is Thursday, January 5th. Good to have you with us. We start today with news that President-elect Trump is expected to nominate Dan Coats, a former GOP senator from Indiana, to be his director of national intelligence. But since his election, Trump has disparaged and doubted the intelligence community, often 140 characters at a time on Twitter. So the next administration could bring big changes to the intelligence sector. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The business of secrets isn't exactly transparent, but we do know that private firms have long been involved. For example, the U-2 spy plane from the Cold War came from Lockheed Martin. But private contracted intelligence really took off after 9/11, when U.S. needs ballooned, says Courtney Weinbaum of the RAND Corporation think tank.
One day you need a Chinese-speaking cyber expert, and the next day you need a Farsi-speaking nuclear engineer.
You could hire experts full-time.
Or you could have a relationship with a company, and you can rent those skills.
But one risk is that more companies get access to secrets that can leak out. And Bill Hartung of the Center for International Policy worries that outsourcing could increase under the next president.
The implication of what little Trump and his advisors have said is that they would reduce government size in some regards. My suspicion is they'll balance that out by hiring contractors.
One more reason, in the high-tech world of spycraft, the technology expertise lies not in government offices, but in private companies, says CIA veteran Jack Devine, now a consultant with the Arkin Group.
Using software, social media for intelligence purposes, collecting open source data, and it just requires a tremendous amount of technological support.
By one estimate, the private sector side of intelligence gathering takes in $50 billion a year. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.